Masechet Eduyot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Vav. One of the 39 melachot that a person is not allowed to do on Shabbat is mefarek, which is extracting liquid from a fruit. This would apply to squeezing fruits or other types of produce in order to juice them. In order to make sure that this doesn't happen on Shabbat, Hachamim made a gezerah, and they said that if juice comes out of a fruit on its own, without a person squeezing it, it's also prohibited to be used on the day of Shabbat. We'll have a machloket between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva about this gezerah. Shelosha dvarim amar Rabbi Ishmael velo hoda lo Rabbi Akiva. There were three things, three different types of produce that we'll mention that Rabbi Akiva did not agree to the ruling of Rabbi Ishmael, which were hashum vehabosir vehamelilot. If there are cloves of garlic, or unripe grapes, or unripe grain that were chopped up during the daytime, that means before Shabbat started, so that the juices were now going to flow out on their own. They would put weights on top of the produce, and they would ooze out all different types of liquids. According to Rabbi Ishmael, you're allowed to let the juices continue to flow after Shabbat started, and you're allowed to use that juice. You could keep the weights on there after Shabbat has started, because once the produce is chopped up already, the juices are going to flow out on its own without any squeezing whatsoever. So if a person squeezed it, if he happened to squeeze it, he wouldn't be violating the deoraita of mefarek on Shabbat, because he's not causing any more juice to come out. It's coming out anyway. So therefore, according to Rabbi Ishmael, since there's no problem biblically, they can't possibly be an issue on a Torah level. He says that the Rabbanan as well, the whole problem is that you may juice. But if there's no issue of juicing on Shabbat, because the juice comes out on its own, therefore, says Rabbi Ishmael, there's no need to be careful, and there's no gezerat Rabbanan either. Rabbi Akiva omer lo igmor. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're not allowed to let the juices come out of on their own on Shabbat. You can't leave the weights on there and allow it to come out on its own. Because according to him, the gezerah de Rabbanan applies in all cases, even when the juices would come out on Shabbat in a permissible way, where you can't actually squeeze it, it wouldn't be violating it. No matter what, he says, all juices, no distinction is made. All juices that come out on Shabbat are prohibited.